Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. The Olympic flame is there, and so are the flags of hundreds of athletes. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Winter Games has begun in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The biathlete Martin Fourcade leads the French delegation. The goal of our French athletes is to do better than in Sochi, where they had brought home 15 medals. The Eiffel Tower is closed today and will remain closed tomorrow as a consequence of the snow in Paris. In Île-de-France, railroad traffic is back to normal. Motorists, on the other hand, are once again invited by the préfecture not to use their car. And the National 118, symbol of the mess caused by the snow, remains closed to traffic until tomorrow at noon. 27 departments are still under orange alert for snow and ice, from the Corrèze in the Pas-de-Calais to the Loiret and the Orne. Jean-Marie Le Pen is well and truly excluded from the Front National. The Versailles Court of Appeal confirmed this morning the exclusion of the party's founder. However, he remains its honorary chairman. The Secretary General of the Front National, Steve Briouat, said that Jean-Marie Le Pen will not be able to attend the Front National Congress next month. 500 euros as a little help for apprentices who want to pass their driving license test. The announcement was made this morning by the government as it unveiled its plan for apprenticeship. According to the latest figures, apprenticeship continued to pick up last year with over 420,000 apprentices, but the goal of 500,000 set years ago is still far away. In rugby, some changes have been made within the 15 de France. Marco Tolaigne, Lionel Boxy and Geoffrey Doumerou joined the 15 to face Scotland Sunday in the Six Nations Championship. And soccer, with the start tonight of the 25th day of Premier League, at 8:45, Saint-Étienne receives Marseille. And to finish, there is not only soccer tonight, there is also music, with the 33rd edition of the Victoire de la Musique. Among the favorites, Aurel San, the rapper whose third album was released in October, is nominated in three categories, including that of Best Male Artist. The ceremony will also pay tribute to the figures of French music who have passed away, Johnny Hallyday and France Gall. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.